Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket on a rainy day here in Metro Detroit. Gator, how are you?
Well, I was fine. No, I'm all right. I'm okay.
You're still worked up about the meal block thing.
I mean, come on, really?
He's a popular long snapper.
He is?
I mean,
apparently.
So.
Did you have any idea that he had this groundswell of support?
No. If you look back, should Porcello have been on their list more than Muehlbach?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stoney just said 5 years versus 16. It's not like Stoney didn't put some great thought into this, I'm sure, because he always does. But
God. I got 5 years for a – I forget. I'm not getting into it anymore. I'm done with it. I'm over it.
You sound over it.
I think you're incredibly worked up for this.
Hey, I missed it. Did Muehlbach finish third on the poll?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
Then he clearly was the right choice. You get rid of the fourth place guy. You don't get rid of the second place guy.
So Kenny Willekes should have been replaced by Rick Porcello?
According to the voters.
He's got a point.
Oh, this guy finished first? He shouldn't have been on the list. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
Today?
You get rid of
what
the fourth place guy.
what's on the agenda?
The agenda, we're going to talk about Muehlbach with Burkett, right? 10:30?
We got Dave Burkett coming up.
Yeah.
No, I find these to be fascinating. And Stoney, just real quick before you walk out of here, because Stoney, of course, is lingering. Stoney lingers.
I'm cleaning up my area. I'm not lingering like normal.
Okay, John cleaned up his area and he left 2 minutes ago, but that's fine. No, you.
I'm slower.
Yeah.
I'm older.
And messier.
How do you find all the numbers and how much thought do you put into who goes? Because I think you put a lot of thought into this.
Well, what I try to do is there's great databases for the professional teams.
Yep.
There's Baseball Reference, Hockey DB, and Basketball Reference. And then there is, for the football one, they have every single team, what they wore, so I have that. For Michigan, they have the Bentley Library database, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Michigan State's a little behind, and we screwed up. We actually forgot Willekes right till the end. It was Porcello, and then somebody, Matt Charbonneau, said, Kenny Willekes. Oh, my God. Because for Michigan State football, the Lansing State Journal ran a series, the best of each position, back in, like, 2018.
Yeah.
So I go by that, and usually I'll go see if there's anybody on the current roster or last couple of years. But I forgot this yesterday, so that's my fault that I forgot Willekes to begin with. So originally it was going to be Porcello until right at the end we got Willekes.
I have come to love this bit. Mostly for the way that you handle it.
Well, thank you. The best part for me is just finding the obscure guys that, you know, stink and then mentioning them.
With all respect,
them.
Too.
Yes.
To Tom
Giovanni Beard. Smith,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What was the one that got me the other day? That I was cracking up. The pitcher that they traded to Tampa.
Drew Smiley?
No. Oh, God. Jair Jurgens.
Oh, yes.
I was like, oh, I forgot about Jair Jurgens.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I like the way you handle
Thank
it.
You.
I think it's fun.
We try to have fun with it. I mean.
You do. You
we
do.
And we usually do.
I like it when there's a surprise. I like it when the voting's close.
Yeah.
And I like it when there's controversy.
And tomorrow, I don't
like,
even know
does
this.
Does Muehlbach deserve to be on the list?
Tomorrow, Gov says there's somebody wearing 49 from a directional school that has a chance to win. And I'm not sure who it is.
Ooh, I'm stoked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fired up.
You love when you have the U of D and Oakland and those guys every
Eastern,
once in a
Western,
while.
Yes.
Okay, Antonio Brown won.
Some of our favorite topics, Gator, you can attest to this, is when we start the little war between like Western and Central students.
Yeah.
And then Eastern students get pissed because they're never involved.
Right. Well, they never show up at the game, so why would they be involved?
Yep. So, all right, Stoney, thanks for lingering. Lingering Stoney. He was here till like 1 o'clock on Tuesday. I know you were working. I know there was stuff, but it you were here late.
COVID
What's that?
COVID has ended much of my lingering.
Yeah.
I'm out of here before 10:30 most days.
Because lingering involved you milling around the office and talking
people.
To people. Yeah. You said bothering, maybe irritating, whatever it might be.
Seeking free food.
Well, like that's better. Irritating is a softer version of bothering.
Whatever you want to call it.
Annoying, you know.
The synonyms, it would be irritating, yeah.
Oh gosh! I can't wait.
Lingering is perfect. That's Stoney.
Lingering, Michael Stone.
Doesn't have to be bad, you know. Like the lingering scent of a stripper. Is that bad?
Are you comparing? Stoney is like the lingering scent of a stripper.
It just kind of hangs around, you know. It's not bad. It's a nice reminder, right?
Yep.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to say that about Stoney, though. That's the issue. What's the opposite of a stripper? That's Stoney.
So you don't think people enjoy Stoney's company? Is that what you're saying, Kang?
I think that's why Doug was using irritating, annoying, bothering.
Given that Stoney gets here at like 5 in the morning, the scent of Stoney is probably nothing like the lingering scent of a stripper.
I don't think Stoney smells, first of all. And two, come on, man. It's our guy. We like Stoney.
Oh, we love Stoney. We absolutely right. love Stoney. But I wouldn't compare his scent to that of a stripper.
I'm just saying, you know, he's a lingerer, and that scent lingers sometimes.
Oh, he does linger.
You know, you think you're done with it, you get home, and then you realize you've got a lap full of glitter and the scent of vanilla. You're like, what? Oh, yeah. That's right. Mercedes was on deck.
Okay, deck. So we're going to talk. Wow. We're going to talk some Lions with Dave Burkett. Oh, the Free Press beat writer, really good job today at 10:30. We usually do podcasts and then pull like the sound bites that we find to be the most interesting, and then you can do the a la carte version if you want to listen to the entire thing. But today, we're just going to do the entire thing right here on the air. Gator, these are called interviews.
Yeah, sure.
We'll do one today at 10:30. Do got some Lions stuff we want to kick around. Plus Michigan and Michigan State. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot coming up today. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
He doesn't stop. He doesn't stop.
Neil Bach, man. He's that impressive.
Dude, he's lucky to be around him. How did he not win the poll? Ford? What, was he president? Who cares?
This guy's played 250-something games as a long snapper.
Imagine the longevity for someone who doesn't get touched on the field.
Oh, they get touched. They get touched running down the field. Those guys love making tackles. In fact, because you're not allowed to touch them oftentimes, if they're any kind of athlete, they're the first one down the field. Because they don't get blocked. They can just take off as soon as they snap it. But not impressed, huh?
What are his career tackle numbers? How's he?
Over under. Stacking up? That's a great question. Kang?
I haven't looked at it yet.
All right, great. How many tackles does Muehlbach have in his career? I will go.
Because how many games?
250-something. I will say over under on tackles. I'll go 8.5.
Yeah.
In his career?
Yeah. I love it. Doug goes, oftentimes.
Well, they get hit.
The long snapper is the first guy down the field making those tackles. Oftentimes.
I said
so often
any,
it happens.
If they're any kind of athlete.
Once every 15 games, if you're whatever it is, you're Don Muehlbach, or 40 games if you're Don Muehlbach. Actually, it'd be like 35, something like that. So you're going to set it 8.5. I would go higher than that, but not much. I'm going to go like 12.5. I take the over on the 8.5.
Oh, you take over on 8.5. Kang?
I already looked it up because I just wanted to see who was closer. I thought I'd be the guy to tell you.
Okay.
Are we talking solo, combined, just straight tackles?
Well, let's hear them both, but I think we're talking combined.
Also include forced fumbles. Fumble recoveries.
Tackles for losses.
Yeah.
Pressures.
Can you get a TFL on special teams?
I gotta tell you.
You can if you're rushing the passer, rushing the punter.
He has one tackle for loss in his career.
Does he?
Yeah. According to Pro Football Reference. As far as tackles go?
Yeah.
20 solo cat tackles.
All right. Oftentimes, Gator.
Oftentimes. one out of the reason I say
13
games, Dom Muehlbach's going to make that tackle.
I can't remember who exactly he was, but I remember that Michigan had a long snapper, and he was number 71, and he was always the first one down the field.
I feel like they're always the first one. Yeah. Whether they make a tackle or not is another.
Completely different.
But they're down there
the
very
long
early.
The long snapper. Can get down the if they but you have to kind of be athletic, right? If you basically are just really good at zipping a football between your legs back to a punter or place kicker, I guess in the case of making a tackle be a punter, you don't make too many tackles on field goal, although it can't happen. But if you're really, it doesn't mean you can run fast. That's not one of the traits of a long snapper, the ability to run fast. What's his 40?
Is Jansen still lingering?
No, Jansen bolted. He had some stuff to do.
Because I'm curious, because you bring this up, that the guys, they're often, first guys down the field because they're not touched. Yep. I wonder if they're also the first guy to get yelled at during game film because they didn't make the play.
It might be. They totally might be. But now that you
know. How does he have a tackle for loss?
I don't know either. But listen,
is it the punt returner fields the punt?
No,
and then
it says he has a
field?
QB hit. In 2009, he had a forced fumble. This is a hell of a year for him, by the way. He had 6 combo tackles, 5 solo, 1 tackle for loss, a QB hit. What a year 2009 was for him.
I mean, back when he was an athlete.
How the hell does he have a QB hit?
He came into the league. He must have come into the league playing defense.
That was 5 years into his career, 6 years into his career.
I don't remember this dude ever.
And that's
defense.
Schwartz. That's not. I was gonna say that's not the Rod Marinelli we need. Defensive line.
Yeah, this is why we got Burkett on.
We'll ask him. Hopefully he's listening.
How the hell does Dom Muehlbach have a QB hit and a forced fumble?
Yeah,
good call.
Okay,
yeah, we'll start. That's the first question.
Now that we've been over these stats, do you want to rethink your position on Muehlbach belonging on the top four?
Yeah. I still think he doesn't belong in the top four.
Right,
call me crazy.
I almost feel like, does he belong on your list?
No, Dom Muehlbach's just fine. The people would be on the list are the people that voted for Dom Muehlbach to be in the top four for number 48s of all time.
Ooh, Doug, that sounds like we've just added some people onto the list.
Right. No, I mean, that's a stupid
anyone that voted for Dom Muehlbach. We don't have any stupid people on the list, Gator. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, go ahead, write it down. I mean, I'm gonna get the pen and paper out.
But you don't want this. Hold on. Let's make this clear. You don't want this to be an anti-Muehlbach stance.
No, it's the people that voted for
Muehlbach. It's the people who voted for Muehlbach.
How about we don't even say the people that voted for Muehlbach? We say the people that vote for long snappers as.
No, because it's specific to this.
It's true.
The people who voted. Or Muehlbach. All right, hit it, Kang. We update the list.
Yeah, I'm gonna write some names down in case there's something I want to take off the list. We haven't done a purge in a while, so.
This is the list of people Gator strongly dislikes. We do not like the term hate here at the Carson Anderson program, so we put together a list of people Gator strongly dislikes just to keep track. And they are as follows. People who tell him what to do, bicycle guy on sidewalk, are all cyclists. People who point, wave starter guy, Ken Griffey Jr., first day of school, Facebook poster, Zach Brown beer guy, advisor with fake hair guy, clowns, mimes, bacon craze guys, people who claim they felt earthquakes in Michigan, singing hot dog tool, people who use the term autumn, current Tulane and former Georgia State basketball coach Ron Hunter, mustard only on hot dog guy, Jim Belushi, Apple Genius Bar guy, people who use Apple products, kids, all of them, former closer Brian Wilson, Wrigley Field fans, people who brag about getting things done in the morning, guys who's working the aisles on flights, vested facial hair hipsters, striped overall guys, callers who start by saying, let me give you a history lesson, sympathetic Patriot fans, pound the glass guy, all too giddy Negan fan, lack of parking spot etiquette guy, 26.2 sticker guy, 13.1 sticker guy, M22 sticker guy, stick figure family tools, Cubs fans who thinks America loves the Cubs, former college football analyst Ed Cunningham, giant canoe who parks in a handicap spot, Gator's overly aggressive personal training guy, Vapors, ESPN college basketball analyst Dan Dockett, Sports Illustrated cover caption writer, Bowtie guy, James Franklin, Roy Williams, Joel Klatt, Jimmy Powers for his onion policy, Greg Perfect Bracket, Nigel, people who back into parking spots, cracking voice Sean McDonough, New Orleans attorney Frank D'Amico, family playing golf in front of Gator on August 23rd, 2019, Bloom and Onion wannabe Jake Sievers, the Los Angeles City Council, MLS teams with FC in their name, and people who voted for Muehlbach on October 21st, 2020.
I'd like to remove one of those that is going to stun you.
Wow, we have a removal
we have a purge?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to absolutely stun you.
All right, I'm formulating in my mind who
Me
my
too.
Guess is. I've got my guess. I'm going to write it down and show it to the Twitch crowd. Although I'm writing it in yellow highlighter, so they might not be able to see
it.
Oh,
I'm sure it'll come out great.
Yeah, this is probably a mistake, but I will hold this up to the camera. And Ken, can you see it, or is that just way
too
late?
Are you insane, dude? No.
Oh, wait a minute. I see it.
I'm behind bulletproof glass over here, man. I can't see it.
It's faint, but I can. Yeah,
it wasn't really good.
People on Twitch got it. People, they see it.
Okay. Am I right?
No, you're not right.
All right.
I still don't like Dockage.
I guess Dockage. Do you have a guess, by the way, Kang?
I was going to say Ron Hunter Sr.
That guy's always going to be.
I just figured you might be over it by now. It's been a while.
No, man, no. Some things I don't get over. No, the one that I want to take off the list that and this may be just a temporary reprieve because of what we're going through, but the first day of school Facebook posters.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. I think what we're going through with COVID is terrible.
That's like a staple of the
list.
Yeah,
don't worry. It's going to come back in 2021.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, wait till next year and then I'm over. But I mean, right now, what we're going through,
here's what we'll do.
It's kind of sad.
No, it's fair. How about this? We will include them in the list, but they are currently suspended from the list.
Are they in the portal?
They're suspended from the list.
Yeah, something.
I'm put it in italics and I'm writing suspended under suspension.
Until further notice.
Write the date on that too, just to, you know.
Because that's coming back. Gator, just to be clear.
They may get a reprieve for next year too, but.
Wow.
2022, it could be back.
So you don't mind the people posting a first day and face to face again or something like that, you know, of school?
I get it.
Okay.
Because I totally get that. Okay. I mean, this is a frustrating, challenging time.
All right, we've made a.
Although the phrase "challenging times" might be on the list.
People who use the phrase "challenging times."
I hate it. I hate that phrase.
Okay.
And yes, I said hate. I hate that phrase.
Let's
for everything it is.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.